Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome everybody to the show.
YKWD.
I started a social media and podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD is back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started. Before them all.
YKWD's
podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up! You're ruining this.
Where's the Bargana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Original. You know what, dude? Fucking. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Let me introduce everybody. Of course, my man, my number one best friend, my COVID buddy. Mike Calta is here. We got Gabby, no boobs. Brian is here.
I have no boobs.
Oh God, you could fucking float her to England. That's how flat she is.
It looks like a chair is sitting on the chair.
And we got the mush, who's literally sitting like a mush. And very That's special me. Guest tonight. No, not you. That's none of them. Very special guest tonight. We have Tammy Pescatelli, one of my old friends for a long, long time. We met at a steam room in Montreal.
Shut up.
Oh, that's not her. That's not her. Sorry. That was Chris D'Elia.
Can I have a picture of your anus? No. I was just, we did meet in Montreal at the festival. Before either of us had kids.
Before we had kids, we met on the way. You were going down to the gym.
Yeah.
And I was going from the gym, believe it or not, I think.
Yeah.
And we crossed paths. Or maybe it was the other way around.
I wish I was you with no boobs over there. I love you. I now have boobs on my back after this quarantine. I've gained so much weight. I don't even care anymore. I think I'm going to go try to gain more so I could play the big fat chick in all these TV shows.
Well, they don't have her anymore. She's just called Nancy now.
No, yeah. And she's never, there's never a big white fat chick. You can't.
I think they have one. They have one fat white chick on that show. What's that show?
This is us.
They have one big, they're allowed one big white chick, but she has to be proportionate.
I'm now fatter than Adele. Like, that's where my life is. That Adele is thin, and I said, "Boy, I really," but I don't care. I don't care anymore.
What do you do if you're that fat chick from This Is Us, and now you're famous and you have money, and people could cook for you, and you can get a trainer, and you're like, "Well, fuck though. If I get skinny, I'm gonna screw this roll up."
Yeah, that's what happens to those girls. That is truly like, think about Jennifer. What's her name? Jennifer Grey, that got her nose fixed.
Yep.
And no one cared anymore. Like, you don't look unique. You didn't get, you can't compete with the rest of these. Right, listen, these broads are smoking.
Don't tell me this. I'll spiral out of control. Don't give me this. Dennis Leary said this to me 5 years ago on the, when we were shooting the pilot of Sex and Drugs. I lost 40 pounds in between booking it and shooting it. And then he goes, "What are you doing? I wrote a bunch of fat jokes. I better see you by the craft services eating fucking peanut butter and jellies and donuts, you cocksucker." And I went off the rails.
Well, it's the truth. You got to know your role. Like, I never wanted to be perfect because I knew I wasn't. So I stayed in comedy and it was good enough. You know what I mean? Like, it was never, you know, I once lost a job when Jeffrey Ross, like I got cast with Dane, your buddy Dane. Remember, you were touring with him when we both got cast as I was his co-host on Dog Eat Dog. And then Dane left. And then they cast Jeffrey Ross in his place. And they had to buy me out of my contract because they said that Jeff
was, you were too old.
He was not attractive enough. They said he was so, they said, "We have to get a supermodel to balance out Jeff's face." Wow. So, like, that was, it's insulting to everybody.
Yeah. He's so ugly that it's causing you your job.
He's so ugly, I got fired.
Listen, you're saying that as a joke, but it makes sense.
truth. It's a true story. Like, you have to laugh at it now, but that's exactly like that. Thank God I was able to do more stuff. But can you imagine if that had been my only shot and I quit and went home because I was so depressed? Because,
Christ. Why didn't they fire his ugly face?
Well, because they got him to come. Dane got cast, then I got cast as, you remember that show? And then I got replaced by that super smoking hot supermodel, that Brooke Burke, because that's what they said they needed. So it was Jeffrey Ross and that Brooke Burke girl.
What's the show name? We have a producer that will look it up.
Maybe. Dog Eat Dog. Remember that? It was like 2003 or 4 or somewhere around.
Yeah, our producer's not blind. His monitor's that way.
So. How you been, man? How's fatherhood? How are the kids? How's family? How are you handling COVID in the house? I was watching that Full House TV show in the middle of COVID. And you know how they say, everywhere you look, there's a face. There's a face. You know the theme song? And it goes, everywhere you look, there's a face. There's a face. And I'm like, that's what this was. Every time I turned around, there was somebody in the 3 months that was in this house with me. There was a face everywhere. Every one year, there was someone.
None of them were John Stamos.
Yeah, well, thank God. He would have left me. I'm too fat for him.
Why do you think you're fat? We would be the first people to tell you if you looked fat.
I know what I look Michael. Like. I'm walking from here up.
Listen,
you see me from here up.
I could, but you could also tell by shoulders and arms and all that. I mean, that's why we all get shot from here up.
But I'm also 50.
This is how you tell. How? Are you your jeans, the inside of your jeans where your thighs rub together? Are they wearing holes?
Are they wearing Who put on jeans, Bobby?
That's
no one's putting on jeans. I got on old Zubaz Joey Buttafuoco pants. I'm walking around everywhere.
I was worried when Bobby came to do comedy. I was like, I had to put fucking jeans on for the first time in 3 months. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Did they fit?
They did, but I was also on a diet, but I was afraid I was going to blow a rivet putting those things on.
I was just talking to somebody about this. It looks very bleak, especially here in New York.
Yes.
Once the unemployment is gone next month, and once people get evicted because they don't have the money and there's no job to go back to, and once people lose their apartments because they can't afford to pay the mortgage, and it's going to get real bad in New York. It's going to become the 80s.
I'm not here. And 80s. I can't get unemployment because Pennsylvania, I live in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I've tried since March 18th. I lost 47 gigs that afternoon, 7 rescheduled so far. I dropped 2 specials on that weekend. On Saturday, I was on Showtime special. My special came out March 17th. March 18th, they closed everything down, and I lost everything. It was, like, so crazy, which is appropriate timing because anytime I have heat, there's always the world is coming to an end. So it's appropriate timing.
Her last special was September 10th, 2001.
It was released on the 11th.
Yeah, those guys woke up the day. They were like, yeah, I don't want to go. Dude, I saw the special last night. We must kill him. These motherfuckers.
Fucking women telling jokes.
At this point, I do a show for the Taliban. I mean, I got it's all humiliation all the time right now. Tomorrow, I'll probably go to Home Depot. Well, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania doesn't recognize entertainers as an occupation. So I've tried 3 times to get pandemic unemployment.
Well there's a special unemployment you can get for entertainers.
Yeah, that's in New York. There's nothing. Trust me. I even called my state senator. The great part about this is when you tell people that you're not getting money, everybody talks, not you, you didn't just do it, but people will talk to you as if you're an idiot and you don't know how to figure out the computer. Have you called? Yeah, I've called 1,283 times this week. It rings busy. I taught my son what a busy signal was.
Like you read it on a pamphlet and just went, oh, it must be true.
Yeah, I just assume. I was supposed to call. I was trying to I was going to teleport. I was like trying to mentally, astrally project to the unemployment office.
What do you put down on your taxes?
Social Security number?
On your taxes, what do they have you listed as for your job?
An entertainer. Now, how about that? If I don't, and I have a corporation, so I've been paying tons of corporate tax. Listen, a lot of people have it worse than me. It'll be fine. I'll figure it out. I'm a hustler. I'll hustle. I've always known. That's the good news about my life. I've never had so much. I've had just enough success that I haven't forgotten how to hustle and get by. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I'm the same way. I'm the fucking same way.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Mike, we did. Thank Mike Calta. I could spend the rest of my life thanking Mike Calta.
Listen, I'm grown accustomed to being rich. This would not suit me well if I didn't. I'm still working, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Mike, me and Mike doing this show every night, and we actually hit something. So it's, you know, the fans responded and everything's going good. But still, if this doesn't get back to normal soon, I'm gonna have to move so far into the woods.
Come by me. I got a lot of wood. I will say this. There's not a lot of COVID out here. I never had an issue. I got toilet paper every time I wanted it. Milk, bread. It was all here. I had just left New York. Thank God the week before and brought everybody out because we were all there for the little spring break or whatever.
But there is something it's terrible. It's fucked up. But but good things have happened during the pandemic too. Like,
Hold on, let me get a piece of paper and write this down.
I went back to meetings. I got my brain back together. I got to finally spend time with my family, which I never get to do
because
I'm
true.
Away Thursday to Monday every fucking weekend forever. I'm home on a Friday and a Saturday with my kid. You know, if my kid had to go through this and me on the road, he'd be fucking twisted. The fact that I'm here with him and I get to be his pal, because he has no brothers or sisters. His friends aren't coming over as much as I'd like, you know? Yeah. So I'm kind of his buddy. So there are good things about that. I mean, you know, I can't cheat on my wife, which sucks, but you know, I mean,
she can't cheat on you anymore, except when she goes to get the mail.
How funny is that? Max came in today and he went, "Hey, Gary." I go, "Who's Gary?" "Your mom's cheating on you." I was like, "What?"
My son hopes that I cheat on my husband so I can lay off everybody. I mean, I don't know that I'll ever be able, you know, maybe you don't know. I was on stage the night before I gave birth. Like, I didn't mean to. My son came early, but we don't get a maternity plan in comedy. There was no maternity leave. If I didn't work, like, the baby wasn't coming out of me with a wallet. You know, I needed to work. So I was at Governor's till, you know, the day before I gave birth. So I didn't know what it was like to really be home more than 3 weeks at a stretch,
with my son
this whole time. Sometimes he'd come with me. That's a different thing. Like when he was younger, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back in there and punch it in the face the way I used to just boom, 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 you know, go out.
Maybe you might take more time off now, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on whether our house is our house still at the end of this, you know? Oh.
Is your husband working?
That's a thing.
Hmm? Is your husband working?
But I'm the breadwinner. So, yes, he's working. You know.
I'd choke my wife out if she ever said that.
Well, yeah, but he's not. So he knows. You can choke all you want, but you know, it is what it is. I know.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I would love for my wife. If my wife was like, "Look, I'm just going to go work. You stay home with Max." I'd be like, "Fucking done and done."
Me too.
Cookies, tent, fucking video games, Minecraft. I'd gain 700 pounds. Be the best thing ever.
I didn't want to do this, man. We didn't set it up this way. But you know what? It happens. He got sick and this is how it works out. Like,
what did he get sick of?
Me, but no, he had a stroke, and so it's up to me. Like, this is on me, you know.
Yeah, you've always been a hustler, man. You've always fucking kicked it in the teeth,
man. But at some point, you want to just like, it's so funny, Bobby. You guys will all get this. I literally, right? I'm not trying to plug it. I'm just telling you, like, this special that came out on the 17th was my labor of love. I've been wanting to do this since I was in 10th grade. I went back to my high school and shot it because when I was in 10th grade, my guidance counselor, I said, I want to be an actress. She's like, you're from here. No one from here has ever been on TV. She's like, if you want to be on TV, you're going to have to rob a bank. Right. So I got this scenario. I'm playing this for all these years. I'm going to go back every time I do something, a Tonight Show, whatever. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to call her. I'm going to tell her, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go there and I'm going to do a show. Everybody does these big grandiose, like goes to, you know, trust me, if I could go to Madison Square Garden, I would have went. But I also thought it'd be cool to go back and do a show at your high school with people who knew you before you had breasts, you know?
That's a great idea.
Right? It was fun. It was cool. Like my principals were the people. I waited too long because when I went to go tell her, like, hey, I could do this. You shouldn't shit on. Oh, can I swear? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, you know, yes. ish on people's dreams. And she was dead. And I was like, oh.
her.
They were like, oh, we're sorry to tell you that way. And I'm like, I wanted to tell her off. I wasn't trying to, you know.
Where was this? Where did you grow up?
I grew up outside of Cleveland, a little suburb outside of Cleveland. It was cool. We had any kid who wanted to work with the production, I had him work alongside of professionals. And this was the crazy part, is the special was supposed to originally be on Netflix. And then when my husband got sick, they had to put a pin in it because I couldn't perform then. I said, wait. When I was ready, they had a new president who wanted to still do a special with me but wants to do it formulaically. Like, that's what they do to us. They put seven of us in a theater on a weekend and punch out all. And I'm like, listen, I already got the whole town behind this. I got these kids. Not only can I not do this for me, like, I got these kids that I already said you could be part of this special so they could graduate with an IMDb credit. So we had to do it ourselves. So I waited. All that said, I waited for March 17th. I could not wait for that release of that special. And then this happened. And I was like, man, I should have just hung myself in the gym.
You're a better
predictor. There it is right here.
Than any meteorologist. As soon as you got a special, we're like, fuck, what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's the best you can tell me. Way after school's bad. That's fucking funny, man. That's past corny, and you went to funny with that. That's actually good. Yeah, that could have been like, what?
But I am corny, Bobby. I am corny. I embraced it.
You're cool. You know, you're fucking corny.
I did the same thing in high school. I had a teacher say to me, I go, I want to be in entertainment and be famous. And they said, nobody from Staten Island's famous. Now they say, look at that great Pete Davidson.
That was a great movie, man. Great movie.
Look at those butthole eyes on the big screens.
I had my typography teacher in college when I was studying to be an artist. Me and these two other dudes were fucking off, and he yelled at us. And he's like, you have to do this. What are you going to do? And the other two, one guy was like, I'm going to be a drummer. The other guy was like, I'm going to be a singer. And I was like, I'm going to be a comic. I'm going to stand a comedian. He's like, yeah, never going to happen. Get to work. The other two guys, drummer and singer from the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
See? Do you want to go tell him off? You don't even remember his name.
No, I don't. He was just a thin, I mean, look, fuck him. And, you know.
Well, I spent her. 4 years in fashion design school because of this bitch, okay? So
you look good. You look great.
It's nice to wear the same sweats every day.
I keep telling my wife has her master's degree in psychology, and she is a counselor from a girls' school, but she works from home. So whenever I'm at work, and I'm always like, my wife doesn't have to work. She doesn't have a job. And she's always like, hey, motherfucker, I do work. Now that I'm working from home, she's like, oh, now you don't have a job anymore. I'm like, of course I have a job. Fuck you.
This is awesome, though. This has been really good. You guys have really, you really were one of the best things that came out of the pandemic.
Oh, look at you. Thank you.
For real.
Well, I, as soon as it happened, I called Mike panicking. I'm like you, Tam. Listen, I was at a point where I was like, things are good. I remember literally saying it. Things are good. Yeah. And oops, something's happening.
Uh-oh.
In the world, please don't tell me. I can't take it.
Say hi. Say hi.
Can you pull up?
That's my wife.
Oh, hi. I miss her.
You want to say hi? You remember Tammy?
Oh, my God. Tammy.
I just wore her earrings the other day.
Oh, nice. You don't want to say hi?
No, not really.
Okay.
Dawn, are you wearing a headband?
Yes.
What color?
I didn't even say it this time.
Knew it. I could sense it.
Laurel.
I invented something. I have a headband that turns into a mask.
Oh.
Tell who's the bread?
Who's the breadwinner?
You are.
What are you?
I don't know what I am.
Bread. I love you.
You're the bread eater.
Let me tell you something. I told her the other day. If something happened to her, I'd be done. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything. Like, I don't know the bank numbers. I don't know the fucking passwords.
That's
I don't
partners.
Know how to pay. I don't know how to pay shit. Like, I don't know. Do I know anything?
You know enough to marry her. That's the thing. Listen, I didn't want to be.
I have a file with all that information, but I won't open it because I don't want to know it. But in case something ever happened to her, at least I know I have access to it. Do that.
Yeah, there you go. Send some emails to each other. Well, then you'll get hacked. It'll be a mess. I used to do a joke about I even find the piece of paper I wrote all my passwords down. So and you just never know.
Yeah, she, today she was like, we're going to go take a walk. And I'm like, I want to go to bed. She's like, we're going for a walk. And we went for this fucking lovely walk.
You talk on this walk? You hold hands? What is this like?
You know, this is what I love about you, Mike.
I bring something up
and you make me walking with my wife fucking gay.
No. It's lovely if you like that kind of stuff. I'm just curious, like what?
No, you mean being with my wife?
Do you talk to your wife, Mike?
Yeah, but when it comes to like, I don't know. I don't want to go for a walk. But first of all, it's 112 degrees here. So I don't want to get halfway up the block and be like, I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, you can't.
Downstairs.
And he can't. There's alligators.
Yeah.
He can't go in the sun. He looks like a fucking boiled pork roast.
Yeah. I don't. But what I'm saying, like, do you hold hands? Do you talk about life? Are you just huff and puff?
Well, first of all, I do huff and puff, but it's a brisk walk. It's not a.
Oh,
when I'm walking through, it's a walk. It's an exercise walk. It's not a fucking.
It's a whole family too, yeah, right?
The dog. I have the mm-hmm. you know the strap bags we have. I hook the dog to that. I bring a knife now because you know fucking people don't have jobs and money and they're looking for food. So I bring a knife and I fantasize about stabbing every person, every male that walks by us. Who's walking? I already envisioned killing him like in prison. And telling my son it's okay.
Just run, Max.
Yeah, I have this fucking
dab it. Whatever it is, dab it.
What?
Oh, I love her. I love her. Look at
wow, that's beautiful.
On the grill.
And look at that muscle in her arm.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Oh, you're talking about her? In her arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. I noticed it.
Thought she was going to go, doesn't this look like you?
You want to touch
She's got to make those brontosaurus burgers over there.
You don't want to touch my chicken? You hate touching chicken or my chicken? It's not raw.
What do you call her chicken?
What do you want to call it? Something else?
This pickle? Is where our wives get along.
You want to look at my pickle?
Is this why you guys go for walks?
You want my pickle sour? You want to touch my pickle?
Does she call your dick your chicken?
No, I don't think so.
No, I called it and she's like, I don't like chicken. I don't know. It's like, and my wife, she's done touching my chicken. Let's just be honest.
Who isn't, quite frankly?
I mean, it's a sad fact, Tammy. It's just. There's no more. Fucking
kid. It's called a kid, Mac. It's called a kid, there, Bobby. That's what Mac? It is. No, I say Max. I was going to say Max is part of it. My son is in the middle of our bed. He's like 12. Sometimes he's still in the bed with us. I rolled over. Felt like a man was in bed with us.
I'm that.
He'll be there till he brings his girlfriend in bed with us.
First time my son called in the bed with me when he was like 11, I thought I was about to get raped. I felt hairy legs. I was like, what is happening? Yeah, he just grew up overnight one time. I was like, what is, you feel that man grab you from the shoulder while you're sleeping? You get scared at first. This is, kid, I have a little daughter. When she does it, I owe the baby. But all of a sudden, that hairy man grabs you.
My kid's a cocksucker. He's a cockblock. He comes in and gets my wife and takes her into his room.
He's he'll come in.
We're sleeping. He'll come in. He goes like this, Ma, can you come in my bed? And she's like, you want me to come sleep with you? Yeah. And then he'll look back.
He pulled the robbery right on you.
He pulls the robbery. And go, so I had this king size bed and the TV and the AC all to myself now for the whole night. I'd be like, good job, kid. Extra toys at Christmas.
This kid, no, he takes her and he, last night he goes, I took mommy from you. He's doing it to take my wife from me. Like, he's like, I took mommy from you. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, well, I got to jerk off, so fuck off.
Wait till he says it back.
Can you take mommy? I'm trying to jerk off.
Tammy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Me either. I'm trying to avoid that. Like, we moved my son's bedroom during the whole, like, I got to do all the stuff that for 10 years on the road, I would come home, drop my stuff, and then, like, look at the house and go, oh, my God. I stopped watching all those home improvement shows. I'd be on the road on a Saturday and watch, like, a marathon of HGTV and all that stuff, and I'd get home and I'd hate my house. I'm like, this place is a piece of shit. And so I'm finally able to do a lot. And so we moved my son upstairs and he had friends over there because we're green over here. So he had like two friends spend the night. And I like went up to the room and the door was shut. And it's like normally it's not. And it's like, I got to knock on this kid's door because I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're doing anything, the three of them in there, but like, is this how my life is going to be? Is the door going to be shut now? Am I at that stage of my kid's life that I got to knock on his door?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to scare the shit out of me. The day I knock on Max's door and open it and he's balls deep on one of his friends, I'm just going to be like,
No, that's not what I'm expecting.
You tell Steven to go home, Max.
That's not what I did. I'm not expecting. Who knows?
I caught him the other day. This is so funny. He was on the couch. And he doesn't know what a boner is. So he got a boner on the couch. He's seven.
Happens. What was he watching? No, I'm just kidding.
Lady Chatterley. But he's on the couch and he had his hand on top of it and he was just doing it. And I was like, that looks so fun. I don't want to tell him to stop. I was just like, Max, what are you doing? He goes, I'm playing with this. And I was like, hey, all right, well, listen, you might want to do that, you know, not in public, but you know, maybe chill out. You might break it. He was like, I could break it. He's like, I know. So you never know. You got to be careful with that thing down there.
Uncomfortable conversations all the time, isn't it? Now, that's really what parenting is. Our parents never said anything. My parents, if they'd have seen that, have just been like, stop it. Don't that kind of stuff.
Isn't it funny that they never taught us about sex? They never talked about it. You had to learn all these from fucked up places, and you did all this shit covertly, and you felt like garbage. You felt fucked up about it, and then later in life, you're like, oh, that was all normal. You're not a fucking weirdo. And now it's like, I'm going to talk to my kid about sex. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, that's what that was the onus of that, not to say it, because that's way after school special, because no one talked to us. Like, Gabby, your generation, you're young enough. The people cared what you thought. Nobody. It's amazing. Like, I'll be doing something.
Listen, Gabby was watching Pantera get head from fucking fans when she was 10.
Okay. I feel like my childhood could be so removed. I saw people with hookers when I was young. I was like, whoa.
Her father.
Life is fun.
Give her a preference. Her father is the keyboard player of Bon Jovi.
Oh, so then you did see it.
My mom gave me such an in-depth sex talk. She included circumcised and uncircumcised dicks. She was
oh, my God, that's awesome. Like,
dicks come in different colors, different sizes, and purple neck sweaters. I'm like, cool, I can't wait to study abroad.
No one told me anything. The first
Bon Jovi's
time
I... all circumcised. Def Leppard, though, uncircumcised.
Yeah. He's like, name a guy.
No, the first time I saw one, I thought it was broken. I thought the guy had a disease. I didn't know what. I thought it was a sexually transmitted disease. I didn't know the difference. No one talked to us about that. That's so cool. I should talk to your mother now. My husband's now.
She'll give you a whole lesson.
The first time I saw an uncircumcised penis, I thought it stopped growing. Like, it was a stunted penis.
And nobody warns other guys about that either. The first time I saw one was at summer camp, and I'm like, what the fuck is that guy's got a sleeve on his dick? I had no idea what he was. I thought he had like some sort of cover on there.
Yeah. I'm going to tell my kid about, I'll just be like, I'll do the same thing Gabby's parents did.
You have to.
Yeah. I don't want him to be freaked out about it. You know what I mean? But I know he likes girls, which, you know, because he always like, oh, she's pretty. She's pretty. Because he always, like the girls I like on TV, I look at him and he'll be like, she's pretty. I'm like, oh, yeah.
But he might want to wear his hair like them or get lips like them. You don't know.
Well, you just never know anymore if it is a girl. That was the difference. My son and his friend were watching something. They were probably about 8 years old, one YouTube person. And they were both, I guess, crushing on this girl. But it turns out that the girl was a transgender young boy. And I just heard this big scream. Ah! They didn't know what it was.
Surprise.
It happens. It happens. Did you just see, though, by the way, did you see this exchange? Did you see me looking over here? Because I was getting bat signals from all the... I don't even know. They're trying to whisper to me that they're doing something. And I'm like, you see that I'm working here. I don't even get to go to work for 1 hour in my house and be left alone. You see? I'm like, I don't even have a job anymore. Could you cut me a little bit of slack?
I was talking to Voss about that because we aren't getting that 3 days, that 4 days.
That our relationships needed.
When we go to the fucking lounge at the airport and we get our coffee and our little fucking... little breakfast and sandwich, and we get on the plane, and then we get to the hotel, take our nap, and go to the place, we'll do our surveillance in the area of where we're going, you know, go to the club a little early, do the show, come back the next day. We have that 3-day mini vacation from our lives, and then we go home enough that we miss them. We miss everything. Like, I want to go home. I can't wait to go home. I can't wait to see Dawn. I can't wait to see the kid. And then as soon as it you're like that, you're gone again. So we're home every fucking day, all day long. And I love it, but it gets taxing.
Well, it's hard for me when I'm on the road because I come home and I'm full wife and mom. Like, I still do all the laundry, all this. I mean, like, it's all on me right now. So that part was easier. But I think all of the mean stuff that I think and that naturally builds up into me that makes me who I am, I used to be able to expend on like a heckler or some dumb drunk or whatever. And now it all goes to him. Like, I get so pissed at my husband for snoring too loud the other night. That's not really fair to him. But you know what? It was fucking annoying. And I'm like, you got to know that you're doing this to people.
Do you feel like you lost your power because you always have, hey, I'm making the fucking money around here?
No, because I never did that because it wasn't supposed to be that way. That's why we lived in Pennsylvania to make it easier. But when he got sick, there was no other choice. Like, you know, you got to. But I feel like I've lost a part of who I am because who I am was really I've never been anything other than a comedian. So I'm lost at where do we go from here? And, you know, I love being the wife and the mom to this family, this crazy family. I love these boys, but how do I take care of them? You know, and I'm so tired of, you can't even joke right now online. Like the one place we can joke, people are so sensitive over everything. You can't say anything anymore.
It's getting bad. It's getting bad. It's getting worse. And I'm looking at the writing on the wall. And
what does it say?
It's scary. It's, you know, it's going to, being famous, or, you know, we always had this thing. I don't know if you had it. I always had this in my head where it's like, I can someday I could be in a movie. I could be have my own TV show. I could be on NBC or a network. I could have that's gone. It's not going to happen. Because well, as soon as you get it, they're going to go back and find. Listen, they're fucking the guy from Mythbusters. Adam is being brought up on rape charges by his sister.
What?
His sister?
His
That's
sister.
A myth. That's a myth. Oh, my God. That's insane. That's insane. I can't even.
Why didn't I think of that joke when somebody told me that? Fuck me, dude. I suck. What a goddamn serious cunt I am.
Because you're not sitting here trying to figure out whether you should go to Home Depot. What the? And get apply. Come on.
Accused of sexual assault against. I mean, I don't know what happened. If she did or she didn't. He said it didn't happen. He's going to fight it tooth and nail, blah, blah, blah. But this is the world we live in. Is everything is online. Everybody knows everybody's business. And anybody can go and say whatever the fuck they want. And now that's fact. That's just fact.
Well, that's the truth.
He did it. So, you know, as far as we go, we're just stand-up comics. I mean, that's it. I don't think there's any more Ray Romano, Jerry Seinfeld, you know, that type of show type thing for us anymore. It's over.
No, but I was thinking about this. So, like, I seriously was thinking of going to get a real job, right? Which, let's just set aside the fact that I have no work experience. So that resume is going to look completely ridiculous. Oh, the Tonight Show. Like, what is that going to do? But, okay, I'm happy to do it. Whatever I got to do to take care of my family, okay? But how soon till I get fired from them from real when they go through my tweets? Because they're firing people from regular jobs.
You got to delete your Twitter. You got to. Right. If you go and become a civilian,
a little bit,
you got to But what is? Let me ask you a question. What is deleting your Twitter? So what are you going to lose? 30%. They say 20 to 30% of the people that follow you are real fans. Everybody else is horseshit. It's bullshit robots. And people who don't even give a fuck about you, okay? You can tell that, but when you put a tweet out, does 70,000 people like it? No. Of course not.
No.
So, there you go. So, most of those people are dead. So, if you delete your Twitter and delete everything and just say, fuck it.
They've already screenshotted it, Bobby. Half the stuff, the time I got canceled, I deleted what I said. They just
What'd you get screenshotted. For?
You got canceled?
Yeah, I got canceled before they called it canceling.
Were you grooming young boys?
I just got blacklisted and asking for anus pictures. No. I was the one who was trying. I had a couple of friends that were complaining over people lifting jokes, and I was like the fourth one in line, but they let everybody else off, and it all fell on me. And
isn't that funny?
I lost my agent and my manager, and they called clubs. And I did say a funny joke. Now, let's preface this. This was 2016, long before the Me Too, but I was trying to make it a joke, not so serious. I said, hey, at least Cosby knocked his victims out before he raped them. Okay? It was funny. It was a funny joke, but people took it and went, oh, that's dangerous. You're not supporting women. That. Yeah. And it became this big, whoever has the bigger publicist. So I lost everything. And then a few days later, a video came out that kind of vindicated me. But do you think my agent called and said, oh, let's go back? Even I wouldn't have taken manager that did the clubs that, they rebooked me, the ones that canceled me because the person called. But wow. I didn't even want to go anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm having to do right now? I host a morning radio show in Tampa.
Yeah.
And
all right. Your little middle piece is a little crooked.
That's my one thing I've done in COVID is shave this weird shit into my face. I'm having right now, because we're off this weekend for Friday and Monday for 4th of July, and my producer is texting me right now as he's getting best already, and he's going, hey, we said this, is that okay? And it's like an occasional fag or calling somebody a fat Mexican, and I'm like, beep it out. I don't even know what, I mean, the guy is a fat Mexican, but I have to beep it out because times change from pulling stuff from 10 years ago.
Yeah, words are different. And it's like, we always had, like, I know who I am. I know how I say things. I knew what I meant. I've always been nothing but a comic. I've never been even chicky. I've just always been a comic. But that's my identity.
But that's what I'm saying. We got to go back. We're just going back to being stand-ups. You can say whatever you want in the club because that's your show. That's your club. Nobody's recording it. It's you. So you can say whatever the fuck you want if that's your fan base, right?
Right. But
this whole trying to be Howard Stern, trying to be famous, trying to sell out Madison Square Garden, trying to be a movie star slash fucking a director. I think that's over for most of us. Unless you want to be unfunny. Unless you want to fucking be that neutral, bleached out, whatever the fuck the industry and those small groups of cunts want.
I mean, it was over for me before COVID and all this, but I'm 50 in this industry. Nobody wants, I don't care what they do, how many times women are going to like be all these great opportunities. I'm thrilled for these young girls. No one's looking for a 50-year-old woman. Like no one's going, oh my God, that's the best special I've ever seen her put. Like the 8 minutes I did on the Showtime thing is the best I've ever done. Now I'm not saying it's the best in comedy, but the best for me. Normally, if I was in my 20s, I'd probably get a development deal or something, right? Nothing. Yeah. Nobody cares. I'm an old lady. All I want to do is go perform so I could sell out those clubs and get home back home to my family. I need to,
I think that is where comedy is at right now. I mean, where it was going anyways. But I think now it's like I say, you want to be famous, you want to be funny.
Yeah, same thing. That's it. That's the big difference. Then put your 10,000 hours in, man, and you're good.
Yeah, and it sucks because there was always that, you know, oh, I might get it. And, you know, you can still do it, but there's no way you can be, for people like us, we can be out in the front of something because they'll take you out. They'll fucking take you out. You can be behind the scenes, I think. Or you just don't give a fuck. And you go, yeah, I said it. Go fuck yourself. I don't care.
That's what I've been saying. I literally go to my Twitter right now and I said what I fucking said. But I will say this. I was excited. I thought, well, you know what I could do? Animation. But I don't think I'd have to only play me in animation.
You can't. And that guy who quit that show too. What's his name?
Mike something.
Yeah, that guy. He quit. He's got enough money in the bank. I'm sure he called his accountant before he made his political move. So I'm no longer going to fuck you. You wouldn't have done that year five, cocksucker.
Jenny Slate, God bless her. She's adorable. She quit. She's the one who started the whole thing. She banged Chris Evans. Like you had Captain America. Who cares when you quit your job? You already had a good life. I'd slit my wrist right now if that was my life.
Spanish just texted me and said, you asked Dinah, this girl that used to work on my show, if her mom would be mad if you brought home a black guy. Like, I have the question whether or not we can play that now. That's insane.
I'd have to, the hard part is here's the thing. We weren't meant for everybody, okay? If you saw me and you came to my show and you were a fan, or even if you weren't, like I always say, like, if you like me, great. Come back with four of your like-minded friends. If you don't come back. I'm not going to change. I don't want to find someone who makes you laugh. Like not being rude, just find someone who makes you laugh. I'm not for you. So I think now when you hear things out of context, outside of these 30-second clips, that's when they go, you're not funny or you're offensive and you're... If you are in the room, if you're sitting with me, you know that I'm a moron. I pick on me. I pick on, you know, myself, my family, more than I'm ever mean to anybody else, you know? And I'm just there to specifically to make them laugh for an hour. But when you just get clips like that out of nowhere, I wouldn't play that clip now at all. I wouldn't even touch it.
I said yes. We'll see what happens.
Hey, don't listen to me. Look what happened. I'm Mike. You should call me Mush.
I can't scrub everything we did.
Someone's got it on tape somewhere anyway, by the way. I'm telling you.
I'm also almost 50, and I'm just, if it happens, it happens. It's, I'll get a smaller house. I'll just chill out.
Yeah.
A small. Where am I going to stay?
Oh, I mean, a smaller house. I didn't say a poor person's house.
Wait, you could go stay at Tom Brady's house over there. He's in Tampa.
We could all stay at Tom Brady's house, and he wouldn't even know we were there. That's how big that fucking thing is. Mm-hmm.
Does that kill you, Bobby?
No, look. 20 years, six Super Bowls. In reality, of course not. I would love to see him. He went to my number one best friend's town. So it's almost like I'm sharing my quarterback with my best friend is the way I try to look at it.
Thank you, because we need him.
So
and I,
and I
side queer.
Oh yeah, it's definitely side queer. Oh, by the way, we're having transgender night. Not this jerk off party. We might have to take this Saturday night off because it's 4th of July. But next jerk off party, we do a jerk off party on Saturday nights where that's we invite nice. All the fans in. No, it's just jerk offs.
I saw it. It's nice.
But it's transgender night. So all the guys have to dress like women and all the women have to dress like men. That's the only way you're getting on camera. So, and yes, me and Mike Calta.
Do I have to shave?
No.
No, you could be Italian.
All right.
Yeah, you're an Italian. Yeah, you're Italian or Greek.
You know who's wanted to bang Tammy for years?
What?
Oh, no.
My dad.
That's great.
But my dad's not much older than Dan. It's not like he's not an old man. And it was back in the Last Comic Standing days. So my dad back then was probably in his early 50s, you know.
You mean this broad? The one who looked like that.
My dad never gets anybody's name right, no matter who he likes. So when you came on my show one time, he's like, "Oh, you got that Tammy Piscatelli on?" I go, "Yeah, she's fucking, that's a good looking broad right there." Yeah, yes. I will let Miss Piscatelli know that you enjoy her.
I remember coming down to see you down there. I remember I was playing at the improv in Ybor City over there. And you were like, I hadn't been there. I got in at night and didn't look anything. Then got up in the morning and came to see. And you were like, look out for the cocks.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, I was like, thinking, wow, was there like a sex store or something? But really there were roosters, cocks everywhere. Running around that holy Ybor City.
In the middle of the city. Like, I'll go there for lunch sometimes and forget that they're there, and I'll walk out to my car and a fucking chicken will be laying out there. It's insane.
Just running right at you.
Yeah, they have no fear.
They're little dicks, that? Really. Cocks.
Why is that?
I know, because back in the day, some fucking resident had a bunch of them, and they just, you know, they probably in that area had them for a while, and then people moved, and they just became part of the streets.
Well, I heard the hurricanes. That's what they told me. The story that at least I was told was that there was, because there happened to be a lot of Italian people there, and that they said that there were people who, in the hurricanes, they would lose their chickens, and then they never could get them again. So, but they were, I go, well, how many fucking chickens did they have? But they were everywhere. I mean,
it's horrible. You go to Miami, and there's stray dogs and cats everywhere. It's heartbreaking. But in Ybor, it's chickens. They're like, who gives a shit? They're like cuter rats. Nobody cares. Yeah.
It's nuts.
I want to move so far into the woods where I can have my own chickens.
So I thought about that. That's a hip thing that people are doing now, building chicken coops and getting their own chickens. But then you got to wonder what, like my wife goes, well, just let me ask you seriously, why do you want chickens? And I was like, I don't know. She goes, you don't even like eggs. I go, I know. I just feel like I could raise chickens. I want chickens and bees. I want to have bees.
Bees? I would love to see you in a beekeeper's outfit.
Yeah. It would look awesome.
It would look scary.
Gabby, is it like a real thing, or are you just insulting him? Oh, I'd love to see you covered up with a veil.
I'd love to see your whole body covered up in your face.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna make
Gabby's
it.
Gabby's my new favorite.
It's just four words, and they're all mean the whole show.
Yeah. That's okay. As long as they pop, that's all that counts.
Well, no, nothing for you.
You know what? You'd want to raise chickens until, like, you go out there and four of them would be eaten, and then you have to explain to your kid that you don't know what the hell ate them.
What do you mean? What eats them? What are you talking about?
If you live somewhere that you can have chickens, then there's always a natural predator, whether it's, you know, fox or possums eat chickens. Yep.
I get night vision goggles. And I lie out in the grass and I fucking whack those cocksuckers as they come in for my chickens.
Full metal jacket.
Yeah, I've already planned it out.
Drop down again.
I'm going to get fucking nogs. I'm going to go boom, funk, funk. I'm getting a silencer. Then I'm going to know it's coming.
Corporal Pyle falls asleep in the grass and wakes up with ticks.
I had a tick on me tonight. We come back for the walk. And, you know, John's like, check. We got to check everybody. We got to check. And I'm like, I relax with the check-in. I don't have a tick. And I'm putting together. I got a bike alarm. I haven't ridden the bike once, but I got an alarm for it. Don't ask. I'm trying to fill a hole of fucking darkness that won't be filled. No gadget will fill it. But that goddamn Rolex Jubilee bracelet with a fucking fluted bezel. Listen, anyways, I looked down. A fucking tick jumped off my shirt onto my hand.
Ew.
And, oh, it was gross. What a little fucker those are.
Yeah. And, but see, New York has become disgusting. Let me tell you, because, you know, we go back and forth. My husband's family's in Brooklyn, so I'm there a ton. And over the past 3 years, this pandemic is nothing. Because in the past 3 years, it went from bed bugs to head lice to now it's got ticks and everything. The pestilence over there is ridiculous. It's biblical.
Good word, pestilence. Ooh, shit.
They opened up places. Maybe that's the only job I wouldn't do. Where they call them nitpickers, and they go pick the nits out of people had so much lice.
I don't think you can call them that anymore.
No, not that's something else.
Goofball. No.
With fabric.
It's so funny. You can't say anything about anybody anymore. There'll be somebody going, you can't say that.
Okay, but did you know that you can't really for real? Because I was reading this. It's a great book. It's How to Be an Anti-Racist. And it's a big difference between being not racist and then systematically just trying to make sure that people don't say racist things, to kind of step in. And it's funny because do you know that you're not supposed to do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Why?
Because it used to be done in slavery times. And they would say, catch a
word
by the toe.
Oh, yeah. I've heard people say that.
Yeah, and apparently Southwest Airlines got sued by two black women. The stewardess was, or whatever, flight attendant, gate attendant, whatever, was trying to pick and said tiger, and they sued him. But I had no idea. I literally could have done that.
Why can't we just understand it's they're not being racist? Why can't you as
a tiger? Fucking, she's a Tiger Woods.
But why can't why can't we just
Carol did it?
There's no common sense or civility with these fucks. They don't understand. I get it, but it's not that they're those people aren't doing that right now.
Right.
They're not being racist.
Right. I wouldn't have known that.
Like this. This means KKK. My whole life, it was okay. When you go scuba diving,
the asshole.
No, it was. If you looked at it, you got hit. That I mean, do you know how many times we did that to my brother? If you look, well, it caught you. I got hit probably over 1,000 times because I got caught with that. But I probably hit my brothers over 1,000 times. I mean, there are pictures. We got so many pictures of this where somebody's doing this behind somebody. You know.
Every scuba diver is a racist.
Right.
It's literally one of the five hand signals you use.
What about buckwheat?
What happened with buckwheat?
Buckwheat was black and he was perpetuating the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I want to live. We're becoming fucking like Canada or something. We're getting Canada. So fucked. Dude, they... In British Columbia, they banned a guy from doing comedy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And they fined him. He had to go to court because he called these two hecklers a cunt or something.
Lesbians. He said they were lesbians.
Yeah, they were lesbians, they were.
Right. He called them lesbians and they were, but they weren't allowed to do it. It's amazing, though, you know, that they'll take it away from us and then they'll come back running and there'll be nothing left because all of the people like us, have, you know, some people are going to be great, though. Some people are fine. They have enough money. And then it's people like me and you who had just enough. I always say, like, I had what you were supposed to have, you know. The month and a half, 2 months emergency money gone. Like, you know, I didn't have years of money.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I love when this all went down, people were like, we're all in the same boat. I'm like, dude, you're on a yacht. I'm in a fucking, I'm in a broken fucking rowboat. There's a hole in it. I have one paddle.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in the same storm, cocksucker, not the same boat.
Yeah, the mortgage company, it was so funny, called the other day and they were like, we just wondered if you were going to pay your mortgage this month. And I said, well, I paid it last month. And they said, yes, but if you don't pay it this month, we want everybody to be aware that foreclosure proceedings are starting.
Wow.
Right?
Fuck so, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but everywhere. But they do not care. These people do not give it all that kindness that was there at the beginning of this pandemic. You wait. As soon as they can kick people out of their homes in New York, I heard that moving trucks are like going crazy over there. Have you seen a lot of moving trucks?
On every street in Brooklyn.
Really?
Where in Brooklyn are you? I mean, you don't tell everybody where to, but my husband's family's from Park Slope, and that's what they're saying. Like, you can't even get around them. The moving trucks.
It's every street. It's insane. People who have my building who had full-time jobs.
That's a business we need to open, Bobby.
That's what I said. I'll just get a wheelbarrow, Ben. You know?
I'm pretty sure Tammy Piscatelli just took my fucking couch out. With a
wheelbarrow. Maybe that, you know, they had two men in a truck. Maybe, Bobby, that's what we do with comics. Like, we tell people jokes as we're carrying their shit down the steps.
Two jobless idiots in a truck.
Two dum-dums.
Tammy, how old is your son? 12?
12.
Do you tell him like how to cut his hair and all that stuff?
No, I mean, he's really like, when you only have one kid and like, he's really cool. He's almost like, he's smarter than both my husband and I at this point, you know? He's really chill. I really got an Alex P. Keaton kid because we were so chaotic. I don't know if that was like, you're like Gabby, you know what I mean? I don't know if that was how she went. Like, he's so cool. He does his own thing. He gets it. But I also took him on the road with me a lot. So he knew, you know, he gets his lifestyle a little bit.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good experience. I was one of those things where I'm like, you do what you want to do. And he had his hair as pink one time, his mom one time. So for the last couple of years, he's grown it out. Now, you know, Bobby, you know what it looks like. He looks like a little bit like Weird Al, the way it got curly and long, you know?
How old is he?
No, he looks like Kenny G.
He's 13 and he just walked in here a couple of minutes ago and I can't stop fucking laughing. That's why, come here, show him here. My wife straightened his hair.
No! Look at no!
Hold on, let me
see. It'll be gone tomorrow, but look at that.
Wait,
I can't see.
Look at getting closer, Weird Al.
Spotlight him. Oh, looks
it's great. He's got good hair.
You look like the lead singer of Rush now.
Yeah, like Gavin Rossdale. That's what you look like.
You look like that little one. Lord Farquaad from the Shrek.
Joey, come here, Joey. Joey, come here. Joey, let me see your hair. Do this for me. Flip it.
Ah, Joey, so handsome.
What a good look. So I like it, Joe. What do you think?
I don't like it at all.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Why?
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 Stupid. I'd rather it be curly.
You better stay away from me. You look so much like your mother. I might try to kiss you later. Yeah, there you are. We should take a picture like that. I'll be Shrek. You be that guy.
Joey, I thought it looked great until then.
I'd give anything to have that hair.
Motherfucker.
That's funny. That's the quickest way to get him to change his hair is put up those pictures.
You know what? He'll probably pull it off, though. He's such a good-looking kid. He looks nothing like me. He's 99% my wife.
He's gorgeous, yeah.
So funny.
Well, they can pull off. What, Bob?
Well, look, I got to tell you, you know, I think funny always prevails. And I think comedy's been through this a few times. Me and you have been through this a few times.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Burr about it, too. It's like, you know, even though he's in a great spot, he's worked so hard to get there.
Yes.
You know, and there's a lot of us just, we've been, how many times you've been up, how many times you've been down. I remember when you first had your reality show, which I loved, by the way.
Thank you. That was
what was
fun.
That called? What was
a stand-up called? Mother. A stand-up mother.
And you and your mother-in-law, I loved her, by the way.
Yeah, she was great. It was crazy because it was about being a wife, a mom, and a comedian. But I am a wife, a mom, and a comedian. So, like, it was really hard. My husband would go to bed. My kid would go to bed. The crew would leave. And I'd stay up till, like, 3 o'clock in the morning cleaning my house because I didn't want to look like a big skivosa on TV. So then like, we'd be off. The crew would stop working Thursday night. I'd get on a flight to go to the gig. And then I'd come home on Sunday. And they all had 2 weeks or 2 days off and they'd be ready to roll. So when they put us on hiatus for 6 months and then brought us back, I realized I'm like, yeah. Plus, I had enough. It's weird the level that I am because I never really broke through. Like, even like, you remember your show, the Warren show? Like, I got to, they on hold and then they chose someone else. It's always me and the person who gets the gig. Yeah. I had enough fame to have a TV show, but not enough money to have security.
Right.
So, you know what thing. I mean? It's a weird thing.
No, because we're always looking for that one gig that can just let us breathe for a little while.
Yeah.
Just so we could go and enjoy life. And, you know, people think comics, we're all rich. They think we all have a ton of, a lot of people, it's a job and we have a lot of shit going on. And, you know, you want to get to the point where it's like, I have enough money in the bank right now. I can just chill. I can chill for a little bit and enjoy life. But a lot of us never get there, man. Most of the people I know from Boston, you know, hilarious, funniest guys. Right. If you ever went to one of their shows, you would lose your fucking mind. They still hustle. They're still hustling. Still cruise ships and gigs on weekends and doing weird fucking shows. And most of us don't get to where Chappelle and fucking Jerry Seinfeld get to.
And Burr, like, but that's okay because that's what makes it, you know, there's different things, you know. I mean, I also knew that my crew was never going to, I live in Pennsylvania, you know what I mean? It wasn't going to go. We didn't have all this when, but, you know, we all make choices. And then I've also blown it a couple times when I had deals. I always said the wrong thing. I have a very Larry David life, you know. I've always said the wrong thing at the wrong time.
I'm working on a character. I've been talking to Colin Quinn about this for a year. My number two best friend, formerly number one, Hollywood Bob. I've been putting it together, and I think that Hollywood Bob, I might take a run as Hollywood Bob next year. When the pandemic's over, Hollywood Bob might come out of this, and I might take a run at this. I'm going to have to, of course, repent for everything I've said and, you know, do a lot. I might have to go to another country and help children somewhere and do certain things. I have to set up the character a little more and do a little more backstory with him. But I think Hollywood Bob, I might have another shot, Tammy.
Oh, hey, good for you. Well, if Hollywood Bob needs a chubby cousin or sister or whatever, whatever, let me know.
But you're going to have to go Hollywood. You're going to have to, you know, no more opinions, no more fucking telling. Oh,
I'll be Hollywood Bob's sister who had to go to rehab for saying bad things. So I got the bracelet that every time I say something bad, I snap myself. Cracking up. It's all right. It's all going to work out. You know, we'll just figure it out.
Yeah. We will, or we'll fucking, you know, fade away in obscurity and never see each other again.
What was the difference? That was happening. All this has done is taken away when I thought I had the choice to quit. That's all. Just took it away. That's it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Now, do you do a podcast or anything, or do you do anything else?
No, it's funny. I always want to do a podcast, but like everybody's so good. This is so good. I get so intimidated by it. The only thing I did start with my kid, it's like, I know it's corny to some of your fans probably, but I started a thing called Finding the Funny Family Style, because I had a special called Finding the Funny before, but it was, I found my kid was getting depressed. I don't know if this was like for you, but he was really full of all this anxiety because he's an only child. He knows why he was home. He hears about, even if you don't talk to him, the kids are smart now. Like they know about the death and the dying and there's no toilet paper and watch this and you can't see your grandparents and you can't see your friends. And then they threw schoolwork on top of it. Like his anxiety level was crazy. So we started, and I heard this thing about adults were consuming stand-up like crazy in the beginning of the pandemic. But what do kids have? So it's Finding the Funny Family Style. We do one show a week and it's just he and I, we tell some stupid, it's for parents and their kids. We tell stupid kids jokes. A lot of comics, like I'd love to have you guys do this, have like Mark Maron and Alonzo Bowden and Sherry Shepard, just tons of people have like told, Boss and Bonnie, told a stupid kids joke. Like I have a video, I just hold the video of them telling a stupid kids joke. Cause if you just, it's called, my thing is one laugh a week. Cause I just, what are we going to do with these kids? Are they going to be like our grandparents? My grandparents who couldn't even crack a smile unless you fell down and broke your ass. Like only if you got hurt did my grandfather laugh. He only laughed when people had blood trickling down their face.
It sounds like Mike.
It does make me laugh.
So that's the only thing we do. It's like 10 minutes.
That sounds
minutes.
Great. I think my kid was going through the same thing. He had this, all this anxiety. I had to tell my wife, I go, look, fucking fuck school. Forget it. We can't stress this kid. We can't break him.
Yeah.
You know, if I tell him, he'd be in the middle of math and he'd be like, and he couldn't do it. And Dawn's like, Max, you know it. I'm like, Max, go watch TV. Go chill out. Go have a cookie. Relax. You don't, and I'm like, you don't need to fucking break him. Let him go chill. He comes back 20 minutes later, bing, bang, boom, math was done. He's done with everything. And then, you know, we'd go do something silly together. That's great. I would love to do that. I'm actually fucking have a resentment that you had Voss before me.
Well, that's only because I had Bonnie. That's all. Okay. All right. That I haven't used Voss's clip yet, so it's okay.
That makes sense. Yes, we would love to do that. Me and Mike.
That'd be awesome.
We'd love to do that. Maybe it's just cute. Gabby and Mush. Mush, are you even here? Mush, are you all right?
Taking care of the chat.
What?
Huh? Taking care of the chat.
It sounds like you're saying I'm getting fat.
Taking care of the chat. How is everything, though, with the chat? How many times have I been called unfunny?
No one said that yet.
No, we got, our fans are fucking awesome, Tammy.
Your background is awesome. I bet your fans are awesome. The show's been great. I've been listening. Things like this saved people. Like, you know, because like darkness set in. But like, that's why I wanted to make my kid laugh. We used to have when we were kids, there were jokes everywhere. On popsicle sticks, you ate it, there was a joke. On bubble gum wrappers, on the cups, you know, they don't, what do they got for kids now? Nothing, 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 nothing at all. That's why I was like, maybe this'll work. It's gotten a little bit of traction, but I'm not doing it for that. Like I say, like, if you like it, great. You know, again, you know, I'm not saying
I would love if that blew up and that was your thing. Exploded, became a multimillionaire. You wouldn't even do my podcast.
I'd always do your podcast. I'm always who I am. I think that's the one nice thing is that the great part of mediocrity is you don't have to put on airs. You can be exactly who the fuck you are.
Well, I do this thing every week. I read the names of the new Patreon people.
Wait, before we get to that.
Yeah.
Tammy, we ask every guest this, guys and girls.
Oh my God.
We have to.
Prepare yourself.
But let me just
wait. But I've watched before, so if it's the same thing, I don't. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Bobby. You know, I'm just. We don't. We're all married. If you were forced to make sweet love to one of us, me or Bobby, like if your child's life was on the line and you had to have sex with one of us.
Why would you put that into it?
Because it's the only way sometimes some women would have sex with us.
That's true.
Yeah. That's why otherwise it comes across creepy. I'm like, hey, we're 21 to bang. You know what I'm saying? Like if your life was on the line, which one of us would you pick? Please be honest. You won't hurt anybody's feelings.
No, I know.
Bobby's making it sexy lip. No, Gabby's not in the running.
Everybody would pick Gabby.
Yeah.
Great answer. Thank you so much.
Okay. Everybody picks Gabby because she looks like a beautiful Jersey 7
lamp.
Or a fucking Dutch boy 11.
10, New York 9.
If you were a man and if you were a man in Iceland, you'd be a fucking 20.
That is.
Well, I hate to listen. I don't like to choose and I don't want to make anybody feel like one way or another. But I have to say, did you see the chicken that Dom pulled out in the back? It's got to be Bobby. I mean, because Bobby comes with Dom and the chicken. So I could use a wife. Come on now.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Well, you're catching up,
baby.
You're catching up.
You lost to the chicken.
Mama.
Oh. Cool. I usually lose to women who like chickens and two guys. Gay guys have all picked Bobby too because those lips. That's good skin.
I'm diverse.
Also, I have this awful fat Freddie Mercury beard.
I saw your son. That's the other thing.
All right, so I got a little nervous on that one, Mike. I have to be honest.
No,
because I really liked it. I actually had deja vu on that one, Mike. Oh. That is so weird. I had deja vu, and in my deja vu, Tammy picked you, and I got mad. Listen. Oh, wow. All right, delicious. Mush. We have the names of the new people. I read these names the best God. I can. I have glasses on, so it should go better. Dustin O. Iffy, 8.
That's not your fault.
Justin Cole, Stephen Smith, Zach, Frank, Sean Sweeney, Dwight Neoff.
Yeah, you got that one.
I got it.
There you go.
Yep. It's Dana Frey. Yeah.
Javier Javier.
Javier.
You racist.
Sean,
he's not racist. He's
stupid.
Stupid.
You can't even say the word I wanted to say anymore. I was
going to
try to say.
Sean Walsh, Heather B. What's up, Heather? What's Heather. Up, Heather? You know where the Heather. DMs are at. Ed Jusnik.
Snow N.
Tina Noble. Alex, your Aunt Tilly. Dustin Odysseus.
Aaron Craig.
Patsios.
Patsios. Oliver Pebbles.
Peebles.
You have a lot. This is awesome, you guys. Ben Wright.
Clay 2. Melissa Lofton. And Elton Ross.
No.
Elliot Ross.
You couldn't have gotten that.
You skipped Aaron
one
Craig.
One person in the world named Elton.
And Aaron Craig.
Just, I don't know. I don't. This is great, you guys.
And, I want to.
Niehoff and Justin Cole are both new $25 members. So.
Oh. Where?
You said their names. Dwight.
25, baby. Dwighty, baby. And fucking Justin, baby.
Wow. Nice job, you guys.
Send your address to Mush. What's the email address, Mush?
I'll put it on the Patreon because for now this is the public episode. So Clay 2, also $25.
Clay 2. Oh. Clay 2. Yeah. All we need. I mean, you guys are fucking great. Everybody's great. We love you guys. Thanks for joining this. The best thing that came out of the pandemic. We're here six nights a week, Saturday. We do the JK party, jerk off party. This week, I don't know if we're doing it because of the 4th of July. People might not be around. Mike, what do you think?
I mean, I think we should skip it. I know I'm probably going to go to the beach or something. So,
Can I switch my answer?
Why?
Why?
I'm just kidding.
No.
Imagine I throw you off like that because I know Bobby. Because then he's going to call me later and go, why would you switch?
Yeah,
he's going to internalize that as if it was something real.
He won't even enjoy his chicken.
What did I do? What would? Why would you make me switch?
Yep. Well, you do know him well.
What name did I not read correctly? Were you like fucking dumb? This
Elliot. It's Elton instead of Elliot.
Elliot? Did I say Elliot?
Worry about you.
What?
I just worry about you.
Yeah, it can't be your eyes, Magoo. It can't be your eyes. It's got to be something.
Sometimes when I read, I'm like, oh my god, I want to call Dawn and like.
Gabby, why is your head so big?
Are you dyslexic?
Huh?
What?
Yes, I am. I have a learning disability. That's actually real, Michael. I have
when dyslexia. You sit back in your chair, can you click to Bobby? So he's when you sit back in your chair, it looks like you have a little crown on your head. Do you see this, you guys, at the top of his head? It's got this tiny little crown.
This is it.
baby
crown. How long have you been waiting for somebody to notice his crown?
I love it. I love your background. It's so beautiful, the ambiance.
It's for gay pride. I changed all the colors, the rainbow background for the gays and the side gays. Oh, I support the gays. I support the transgender, and I also support the side gays that are hanging back in the back of a Best Buy looking for a blowjob before they go home for their wives. I like a nice side gay that's hanging out at a truck stop waiting for a young buck to roll in the Honda Corolla. Toyota, sorry.
Every time you're going to tell me you went and bought some at Best Buy, I'm going to know that's what you were doing now.
I'm trying to get a job there, so let me know. I'll let you know.
I'll give you 50.
Too old. What? 50? Hold on. Let me write that down.
Tammy, if you can get the family to look past it, you would crush it in MILF porn.
Don't give her the fucking avenues, would you?
Please. Listen,
hit me up at your weakest moment. hey, when that mortgage company calls you back, hit me up right after that. We'll work a deal out.
Jesus Christ. That'd be funny if it was Pescatelli. So all of a sudden, it's Pescatelli and Calta.
I do a for your eyes only, or what is it called?
Yeah, fans
Gabby,
only.
What's it called? Fans only?
Yeah, Gabby
for your
knows.
Eyes only. I'm doing a 007 flick.
You know that thing that's for comics now too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Luis Gomez. They're paying comedians to do what is it called again, Gab?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. So they're paying comedians because they want to get out of porn. They're paying comics to go on to OnlyFans and do shows out of there.
I thought you were gonna say Luis has an OnlyFans page. I was like,
yeah, he does. That's what I thought.
He does. He does. Him and Big J. They have an OnlyFans page. But they're doing regular content. They want regular people over at OnlyFans.
Oh, I gotcha.
Call me. I'm ready to go.
You should get in touch with them. They're paying comedians money to do OnlyFans. Well-known comedians, Gabby, before you get fucking
not me. You said not me.
Before Gabby goes, hi, I would like to do one. Yeah, right here. OnlyFans.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's right.
And I was having a hard time with Cameo.
I know.
You know, it's funny. They sent me the thing and I couldn't commit to the Cameo thing because I just felt so stupid because I'm like, I need the money. But I also was like, what if no one calls? I'm going to feel like the biggest dick. Like I'd rather be broke and think that I could than actually do it and be heartbroken because nobody cares.
I think you'd be surprised. I think you'd be surprised because I would do something. If I saw you on there and I didn't know, I would do one for like my dad for Father's
Day. That's awesome.
But you got to think there's got to be a lot of people like that out there.
That's a great idea. You should do, listen, I'm Tammy Pescatelli, stand-up comedian. Any one of your dads want a sexy MILF to say some happy, sexy stuff on their birthdays, anniversaries, or fucking whatever, you give me a call. $100. I bet you'd, Mike, and this is why Calta is a fucking genius. He always thinks of shit. I'm telling you, you would fucking make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's try it. Let's try it.
Right All now. Right. We're going to do an experiment. We'll try it. Okay.
You should I'll try it you. And send one. Mike, you buy one for her, for the, for your and, father.
My father. And, oh, but yeah. Then we, Piscatilli is pretty hot. So
we're, Piscatilli. Well, maybe me and your father have the same disease. And then what we'll do is we'll air it on the show. We'll see what she put up.
And then I'll show you the big fat one. That's only going to be from Mike's father.
There'll be two. Be You'll like, get two.
You're number one in fans.
All right, listen, where can we see you, Tammy? Where can people, where's your special? Where is everything?
Best Buy in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right, Best Buy. Let's see, Way After School Special, that's on iTunes and everywhere you want to buy things, you know. I have my old special, Find Funnies, on Prime for free. And, Showtime, Women of a Certain Age. That's a good set. You'll enjoy that.
And Pescatelli.com, there you are. Go there for all her info. If she's coming to your town, get tickets. She's hilarious. Thank Go you. Check out all her specials. Support this woman. One of the funny ones, one of the good ones.
Oh,
and just and if you have a father or an older man in your house.
If there's somebody who's blind and on their last leg, send them my way.
Don't mix out the young teen MILF market. You're missing that's out true. There.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
You could be like, hey, little boy, happy birthday.
No, you could be like that. That would I be wonderful. Should you should do that.
I wish I was a bear, though. Like, Mike's a bear. He's all hairy. He could get a bunch. You could do a bunch of gay guy stuff.
Hey, you're a king. Look at you. You got the crown on the top of your head. You're a king.
Oh, if I start getting gay messages on Cameo,
it's
going to be interesting.
That would be the best.
Hey, Doug, Steve just want to tell you he loves you. He thinks he loves your penis. He loves the whole thing. Oh, Jesus.
I'm doing that. Are you on Cameo, Mike?
I haven't hit the final send button yet, but
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do mine as Sloppy Bottom Boy. And I'm going to send.
That's how I have you. That's how he's programmed into my phone.
You should do them as Billy the Bass Man, honestly.
The Bass Man or Etsy Bobby.
I think Billy the Bass Man should be a good one, Mike. I like that. All right, you guys on Patreon, new tech talk coming up within this week, I believe, on POW Audio right here. These little speakers, we're doing a new one for you guys. It's going up. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow night with me and Mike and Mush. We have a special guest tomorrow night, Todd Rex. I believe that's tomorrow, T-Rex.
Yes.
You know Todd Rex. He's fucking great.
Yeah.
He's on tomorrow night. And then Thursday night, we have Shane Gillis. It's going to be a fucking great week of Coulter and Kelly. Gabby, what do you got?
I have a podcast called Unabashed Podcast, and I go live every Thursday at 8 on the Stan Comedy Club's Instagram for a quarantine live Instagram show. So check that out.
And I'm doing it 9:45 on fucking.
Oh, yeah. You're like Thursday.
Thursday at 8:45. I got to do it.
Yep. What do you mean you got to do it? Shouldn't you want to do it?
I want to do anything you need me to do for you because I cared immensely about you.
Guilty.
I'm going to follow it. I'm going to watch it. I thank you guys for having me because I didn't have anything else to do. And it was nice that someone canceled that you would have me on. I appreciate
Nobody,
it.
Nobody, you out of your person.
That's not true, actually.
We should have you come back on anytime. I love you.
I love you too. Definitely. Well, you know what? On the other world, Mike, if you want to feel better, I almost played his wife. I can't see me anywhere else but playing Bobby's wife somewhere. I just got to lose weight now because now I'm actually too old. Gabby would play your wife. Now, that's how television works.
That's traumatic.
Shut up, Gabby. Gabby would get lost in one of my cracks.
I'm going to have nightmares about that.
I gotta tell you,
I can smell it.
I'm so glad Tammy said that because right after the show, she's gonna fucking open a vein right here.
See,
I hate losing to Bobby.
Don't lose.
And Mush, what do you have besides
Mike B. Suarez on Instagram?
Yes.
It's better that I say it so people can actually hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
Say it again. You say it.
At Mike V. Suarez on Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
I want to expand those horizons.
Get a Twitter.
Well, I
used Most to. You have the posture of a quadriplegic. listen. and Mike.
Canceled.
The best. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you, buddy.
All right, pal. Thank you, Tammy. See you guys.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Say the line.
Bye.
We'll see you guys next week. You're the best fans in the world. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.